When you feel these negative emotions about yourself, don't try to watch them. It is not yet ripe time. You simply live them. It is watching that is giving you the idea of schizophrenic or split personality. Because on the one hand you have these negative feelings about yourself, and on the other hand you are trying that you are just a watcher and these are just images which will fade away. You are cutting yourself in two. First thing I suggest is don't cut yourself in two. I would have suggested to you to be watchful, but the time is not ripe. You cannot be. Before you can be totally one with watchfulness, you have to go through the hell of all your negative emotions. Otherwise they will be repressed and they will erupt any moment in any weaker time. So it is better to get rid of them, but getting rid of them does not mean you have to be watchful. First, forget about watchfulness. Live each emotion that you feel. It is you. Hateful, ugly, unworthy, whatever it is, you be actually in it. First give it a chance to come up totally into the conscious. Right now by your effort of watchfulness, you are repressing them into the unconscious bed. And then you get involved into your day-to-day work and you force them back again. That is not the way to get rid of them. Let them come out. Live them. Suffer them. It will be difficult and tedious, but immensely rewarding. Once you have lived them, suffered them, accepted them, that this is you. You have not made yourself in this way, so you need not condemn yourself. This is the way you have found yourself. Once they are lived consciously, without any repression, you will be surprised. They are disappearing on their own. Their force on you is becoming less. Their grip on your neck is no more that tight. And when they are going away, then there may be a time you can start watching. And once everything comes into the conscious mind, it disperses. And when only the shadow is there, that is the time to become aware. Right now it will create schizophrenia, then it will create enlightenment. And never be worried about big problems. All our problems are small. We are small. How can there be big problems? Secondly, whatever the depth of the problem will be the depth of your freedom, of your benediction, when the problem disappears. So you will be perfectly balanced but remember not to repress, and your idea of being watchful right now is nothing but repression. I will tell you one day, you will ask me one day that now it is the time you start being awake. Just a little patience. And we all can afford it.